Welcome to Landscape Smart, presented by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Call now with all of your landscaping, lawn, and garden questions at 923-1450. Toll free 1-888-900-1450 or airtime free on your U.S. cellular phone at #1450.
And we welcome you to this week's edition of Landscape Smart. Nice to have you along. Our recommendation always is make your call early on in the show that they can get to the answers. I push buttons. They happen to be Joe, Master Gardener. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be awake this morning with the sun out.
No kidding. What a nice treat.
Yes.
And of course, Ron Radiman is here. Good morning, sir.
Beautiful day today, yeah.
By the way, today is... Ready for this? Husband Appreciation Day.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
I don't make them up. I just read them. Today is Husband Appreciation Day.
I probably already missed the Wife Appreciation Day.
I don't think there is one.
The other 364 of the year are Wife Appreciation.
Yeah. Probably all 365.
Yeah.
I thought Husband Appreciation Day was every day.
Okay. I like your concept, though. 923-1450, 1-888-900-1450. If you can't get through, because we've still got some phone problems here, that they're having a heck of a time trying to figure out what's going on. If you can't get through, if we're on a call, when the call ends, dial back in. Then we should be able to get to you. Used to be three at a time, four at a time, five at a time. Now... because of the issues, it seems like it's one at a time, maybe two if we're lucky. So, is what it is.
So be patient.
Yes. Not my strong suit, but I'm on this end.
No.
Well, we certainly have had a taste of multi-seasons this month of April, haven't we?
Yeah, this has been, I don't know, well, we're on 17 days, and all 17 days have been different, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've had some summer, we've had some winter, we've had a lot of spring. And
it was kind of a chilly week. I mean, it was...
It was cool.
Yeah, it cool. Warmed up.
Wet.
Yesterday was, turned out to be pretty nice.
I think we had 57 for a high yesterday.
And the wind had died down a little bit, and the sun was out, so it wasn't bad, but it was the first day this week, or the first afternoon that I... didn't have my hooded sweatshirt on.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. I even had the warmer jacket out several mornings coming in here because it was really, really chilly when I come in.
Mm-hmm.
I made the big move. I brought the lawnmower out. Put the snowblower away.
Yep. Well, now it for sure will snow.
Probably.
Yeah, I did the switch, too. I actually mowed this week just to...
Well, that's on tap later today.
Even it out a little bit.
Yeah, that's later today. Mm-hmm. My question is, early spring mowing, short, long, intermediate, what do you do early spring?
Well, I actually mow short at this time of year. It's still cool enough, and you don't have to really worry about burning out your lawn. We're probably not going to get 4 or 5 days in the 80s like we did, a week and a half ago anymore. So, and even at that, it wouldn't really burn out now. So I kind of cheat a little bit, mow a little short, and that way I don't have to mow quite so often. Because we're busy at this time of year, and so if I can get an extra couple days out of waiting to mow, and you do that two or three times, it's one less mowing.
Yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, that's kind of why I mow short. Personally, it's just...
Personal choice.
I like it. It looks a little nicer that way, too. But
are you talking about the step one, two, three? Step one's coming up, or is it too early?
We're right at step one right now, and that's kind of winding down, actually. If you're going to get your step one down, you want to do it this weekend or this week, yeah. Because everything's the crabgrass and those early germination weeds and grasses are going to be starting up here real quick. So, yeah, you want to get step one down here real quick. You wait another week or so, and then you might as well just move right to then you're getting into the step two time of the season already where you can – and you can always – if you don't have a lot of crabgrass in your lawn, then it's no worries – because you can actually put step two down right now, or you could put step two down twice if you put it down early and put two light doses of step two down.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So for those of us who aren't lawn people, step one does what? Step two does what?
Step one has a has preen in it. Let's just say. It's probably the easiest way to explain step one. So what it does is it prevents plants from, you know, weed grasses, anything from germinating. So you don't want to, if you have a brand new, if you just seeded your lawn last week, you don't want to put step one down because it won't, it'll keep the grass from germinating and growing. So that's maybe the easiest way to explain it is step one has fertilized, you know, it's got nitrogen in it, so it's going to green your lawn up, but it only greens up what's green and growing. And step two actually has the nitrogen in it again and no phosphorus in any of these lawn fertilizers. Step two would have nitrogen and a little bit of potash, and then it also has some weed killer in there. So as you spread that on, it'll knock out the dandelions and some of the other weeds that are starting to grow. So that's why you could put step two down kind of twice, because you could put, if you missed step one, I would go to step two right now, get that down anytime, wait 3 weeks and put another step two down, and then you'll get kind of you'll get the first batch of dandelions and the second batch of dandelions, because not every weed is growing yet already either.
Right.
But you look down in there, there's the dandelions are there. They're just
there.
Small right now.
But what about the more noxious variety like chickweed and stuff? When do we put the chickweed killer down and those things that don't normally get killed by these things?
Well, and you'll get a little chickweed control actually even with step two, but if you got a bad chickweed infestation, step two isn't going to do it. But You could put, it's a little early for chickweed yet because that's kind of just getting started. And there again, too, it usually takes two applications if you're spraying that chickweed anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'd maybe wait just a little bit there, a week or two, and do the chickweed and then wait another couple weeks and give it a second shot. Because with chickweed and some of those other, I call them perennial weeds, they've got a root system there that started last year already. So sometimes parts of those start to grow ahead of other parts. So that and you have to spray that on the leaves in order to kill it.
So that spray for chickweed, what you're talking about, is not included in the steps. That's something extra that has to be applied.
More potent.
Yeah, and it's a liquid. You mix it with water and spray it, where step two is granular. So you're spreading that on, and then the dandelion killer, it's in those particles of
the granules of the
granular, and then when it rains on it or you water it or, you know, it soaks it into the leaf that way. Where chickweed killer, you're spraying it right on the leaves.
And speaking of all these products, Radaman's open today?
Oh, yeah, we've kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, they're paying for this.
Yeah, Radaman's is open today. They've been going strong for an hour and a half already at Radaman's this morning. And it's always busy there's usually a trailer or two or three lined up at the gate on Saturday mornings, so...
Is this a good time to be mulching, or is this still too early?
No, you could, you know, the mulching is coming. It's, you know, it kind of works out best to get your mulch down early before a lot of your perennials are growing, because it's a lot easier to spread mulch through your garden if you don't have the great big hosta leaves in the way. So right now you can spread that mulch out real easily, and it's actually, you can kind of see the little hostas and your other perennials starting to poke through, so you can kind of be a little careful as you're doing it. So it's a great time.
Their peonies are over a foot tall
already. Oh, yeah, mine are.
We're getting some hemlock again this season. Now, for the last couple of years, we haven't been able to get hemlock bark mulch. And so I don't I don't even know if we got it in yet. We just got I talked to my brother Rick a couple of days ago, and he said we got a load coming in. He says I'm not sure when it's going to get here, but so that's kind of exciting because the hemlock has it's an all natural. It's not dyed or anything like that, and it's got kind of the reddish gold colors that everybody likes, and it holds its color a little bit longer than the other, like the pine mulches and the cedar mulches and things like that. And the hardwood mulch, they all look great when you do them, but
they fade out
after time, where the hemlock seems to hold its color a little bit better. So that's why everybody likes the hemlock.
Uh-huh.
And of course you pay anything else, you got to pay more for it, but if you can get by doing it
less frequently,
or you can get by every other year, it ends up costing less, not more, if you can go every other year instead of every year with mulching.
923-1450, line is open.
So that's kind of exciting, and and we have all the other. I prefer the cedar myself, but you know, to each their own. So I actually never had hemlock in my yard. I always did the cedar, maybe because I saved the hemlock for other people. And I don't know how much hemlock we're going to get, so who knows how long it'll last. It's kind of one of those things where it's a commodity that, you know, if they don't saw hemlock down and cut hemlock into boards and lumber, then you don't get the bark.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of operations were shut down last year, that's why in the spring, in the winter, when they harvest those trees, we didn't have any hemlock bark at all last year.
Okay. So. Got a caller, so let's hit the phones. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning.
Hi.
Last Saturday, someone called in about the Milgo pine.
Mm-hmm.
And if I heard it correctly, you're supposed to cut those candle tops off now when they're up?
Well, they're probably not even showing up quite yet, but that's
mine are.
Oh, wow, yours are ahead of the game. So
yeah.
So as they grow, yeah, they'll sprout those candles out, and they'll come up, you know, 1 inch, and then a week later they're 3 inches, and another week later they're 5 inches. You could trim those at any point in time and you can either pinch them with your finger if you got one getting out of hand, or because they're so tender at that point in time, or you could use a head shears or hand clippers, and that way, if you trim those candles as here early in the season in late April or May, even into early June, they'll harden off, and then they'll reset a growth bud for next year. So that's the advantage of trimming that candle early enough in the season. If you wait until July or August and trim your Mugo pine and trim those branches off then, they won't set a bud for the next year. And then you'll kind of have a lot of uneven growth on it because some buds will have been set and some you're cutting off. So that's what the key to trimming Mugo pine is, doing it. And like I said, even if you're seeing them now, it might still be a little early because you'll have a little more to work with in the, you know, middle of May, and that would still be plenty of time to get it, trim them yet.
So, all right, and then could you trim back more of the bush pine?
Well, it would still be, if you're going to trim some of the old growth out of there or trim it off or try to cut it back, the sooner you do that now, the better. You're probably not going to get another bud set there for this year, but at least you'll kind of keep the process moving. So, and if you cut a branch off like that on a Mugo pine or get back into the older growth, There's some other secondary buds that'll kind of grow and fill in around it, so it usually works okay. You got to be a little aggressive with Mugo pine sometimes. If you aren't, they get away on you. So
yeah.
And there's different varieties of Mugo pine too.
My husband usually trims unfaithfully, but it didn't get done last year, so I was wondering.
Yeah, so go ahead. You could do some of those cuts already now, and that way when the new candles come out, you'll be able to kind of see what you're doing a little bit better, too.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
So, okay, I have another question.
Great.
Thanks for answering that. I got a hydrangea from my daughter for Easter. It says it's indoor, but can you put it outdoor?
Well,
you could try it if it put it in a protected area, but usually the indoor ones are not outdoor hardy.
I mean, I guess what you could, it's a little early right now. I would maybe wait another month before I'd plant it outside, but you could plant it outside, but then come September, or October before it would freeze, you'd want to bring it back indoors. It would be okay outside during the summer months, but it can't, and there's so many different varieties of those hydrangeas. Some are there's just
was it a
varying
big blue one?
it's a pink.
It's a big pink one. Okay.
Yeah.
Usually they're not winter hardy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're willing to put it out and bring it in and put it out and bring it in.
You know, and you could actually take a pot, put it in a bigger, repot it into a bigger pot. Put
the pot in the ground.
And then just put the whole pot in the ground and then just bring the pot back indoors. And that way you could enjoy it during the summer months when it's flowering and bring it back in the winter inside, and then do the same thing next year. Just take the pot back and forth.
Yes, and the question now with the flowering, it's just the one, plant, one plant with foliage and the big pink flower, but that is dying. Do I cut that off? Will it rebloom?
Yes.
Yes, cut it off.
Yeah, as soon as it kind of dies out or dries out, go ahead and cut it off. See, it's a little bit out of sync. That's one reason it's an indoor,
right.
Because it was forced to,
to flower at a particular time.
Right, but if you cut that flower bud off and you plant it, put it back outside, it'll start regrowing again, and you'll probably get a second group of flowers yet in August, maybe, or something like that. It might get onto the right cycle.
It's possible. you don't have anything to lose.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
I think it's early enough in the season.
And right now, the flower is, like I said, it's all brown and they're falling off.
Definitely.
Yeah, just go ahead and get
and
rid of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get it to be pink again, do I have to put some type of acid or something in the soil?
No, it'll be pink on its own.
It will turn pink on its own?
It'll stay pink on its own. If you want it to get to blue, then you have to use a hydrangea, azalea, acidifier. But we don't know not knowing what variety it is, you might not be able to get it to go blue no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be the right variety. It's got to be in that endless summer family of hydrangeas in order to get it to go from...
Which probably is not what an indoor...
Right.
You probably don't have an endless summer. Those are more a year...
Typically, those would be more of an
outdoor perennial.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't think... So I wouldn't use any special fertilizer on it. Maybe just use Miracle-Gro or something like that is always great for hydrangeas. There you're mixing it up with water and it's easy. You can't... As long as you're watering it anyway, what the heck?
Yeah.
Put a little Miracle-Gro in the water.
All right. Well, thanks for answering both questions.
All righty. Thanks for the call, and we need to take a break.
All right. Well, we'll take a little break. That's always a good idea. Radiman's open today. We're open until noon on Saturdays for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, and we're easiest way is to take Main Street or Highway 175 or Highway 41. You exit at County B, and we're just a quarter mile east of 41 on B.
Let's go to A&W. Food's more fun, A&W. Me and Daddy go eat burgers on a burger eating night. We know he said too many when his belt gets really tight. Oh, let's all go to A&W, cause the food's as good as a root beer.
A&W in Fond du Lac is now open. Grab the Papa Single or Premium Cod Sandwich. Mix and match. 2 for $6. A&W, Nina, Oshkosh, and now open in Fond du Lac.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
What? Another delivery? Marvin, you could go mountain climbing on all these boxes. What are you buying?
Okay, so that stack is household stuff. Those are birthday presents, Sparky's toys, Sparky's food, Halloween stuff, 4th of July, Groundhog Day.
Wait a minute, Groundhog Day? Why are you doing this?
I don't know. Once I got started, it was hard to stop. Hang on, I got a sign for that. That must be the chickens.
Even good things can get out of control. Gambling, for example. If you can set affordable limits and stick to them, it's harmless entertainment. If you can't, troubles can begin to pile up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 800-GAMBLE-5. Text us at 850-888-HOPE or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
KFI's News Time, 8:34. We are back. Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Ron Radiman is here. Master Gardener Joe is here. And we have a caller. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a number of mature spruce trees in the yard, and the lawn around them within 20 feet or so really struggles to grow. Is there anything special we can apply there to get the grass to grow better?
Well, around spruce trees, you're kind of fighting a series of problems that makes grass somewhat difficult. It's wherever there's any tree, there's shade, of course. So, you know, you want to use a shady blend of seed. But then, of course, the other problem with around spruce is the soil tends to be a little acidic because you're getting those needles that kind of blow in there year after year, and it tends to build up in the soil. So, you know, I'm always a little reluctant to tell you to, you know, put like to move the soil alkaline, because you're going to help the grass and hurt the spruce. So if you would put lime around them or something like that, now you're kind of, you know, you're helping the lawn, but you're hurting the spruce. So if you do, you know, use some lime, use it very limited, you know, and in that way you're not, and put it on light and kind of keep it in the top part of the soil, because if you you get too much of that lime down in the soil, you start moving the soil pH into the higher sevens or seven and a halves, now all of a sudden the spruce are going to be suffering. So, you know, I personally don't like to use lime. I think our soils are acidic. It's hard. We usually have a problem going the other way. So I wouldn't put lime down. I would just, you know, scarify the soil, put some new soil down, and then just use more of a shady blend of grass seed. And then keep it in good health, water it, fertilize it. And, you know, there's, when you're working around trees, it's just the trees are pulling the nitrogen out of the soil and things like that too. So you have to kind of give them a little extra attention, you know, just to keep your grass healthy. You need a little more fertilizer there too. So, you know, make sure you're fertilizing the lawn regularly. Use the shady seed that we have out at Radiman's. And you might need a little bit more dirt. Spread some fresh topsoil. Or like out at Radiman's, we have shredded black dirt or garden mix. You could just put a real light layer, just like a half inch of soil in there. And, of course, that wouldn't have any acid in it. So that would help the grass at least get started.
Well, I fertilize every year.
Uh-huh.
I was just thinking that when I fertilize, if I just maybe put a second or third coat right around these weak spots.
Right, and that would help because the trees are taking a lot of those nutrients out of there, so the grass isn't getting the full benefit. So whether you have trees, you do kind of need to fertilize a little more often. Because they're sharing the same nutrients.
It's relatively open, so mm-hmm. there's not too much shade that we're worried about. But and the grass is all there. It's just that it's so much smaller than the rest of the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that the tree is sucking out everything it can area around it, and then the grass can't grow.
You know, it might be taking even the water, you know, so it might help just even water it more often. You know, and I don't mean you need to water every day. Even if you water, you know, once a month during the summer months when it's dry, that just helps the grass out, or twice a month, you know, just throw the sprinkler out there and water, you know, the first of the, in the 15th of each month, just to kind of keep, build up the moisture level, because the spruce trees are taking the moisture away too.
Mm.
So it's kind of, I don't know that there's a quick, simple fix. I think there's just a few little hints there that'll help.
All right.
So, yeah, a little more fertilize a little more often and water a little more often. And like you said, if you've got the grass there and it's just thin, then it just needs the nutrients. It needs more nitrogen. So
okay.
Hang on the line. You're actually our secret caller here this morning too. So
hang tight. I'll put you on hold, okay?
All right.
Don't go away, and we're going to take our second break.
Oh, break time again already, huh?
Yeah, time flies.
Okay, well, we're having fun. All right, well, Radiman's open today till noon. You can still get a delivery if you want some. I don't know, like I said, you have to check on the hemlock, get your order in quick. And if you want shredded bark, though, for sure, we would have all the other varieties. 920-922-7612.
And we shall be right back.
Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair in Fond du Lac is the only NARSA-certified heavy-duty radiator repair facility able to repair, rebuild, and recore radiator and heat exchangers for all types of vehicles and equipment. Pickert's offers media blasting and painting services and has the capability to clean diesel particulate filter for your late model diesel truck. Pickert's Radiator and Auto Repair is a TechNet professional service center and the place for radiator sales and service, backed by the power of professionals.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth generation family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
Have you ever wondered, how can I save money better? It's hard to save money, and even harder to see that money grow with all the fees and requirements that banks have. This year, make the switch to Fond du Lac Credit Union. Whether you're saving for a new car, your first home, retirement, or just tucking away cash for a rainy day, we've got you covered. Not sure where to start? Our member consultants work with you to provide personalized saving options. Plus, ask about our Saver Sweepstakes account, where you'll get a chance to win money every month. Make saving easy this year and watch your money grow. Visit FDLCU.com or give us a call at 920-921-1123. Fond du Lac Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
We open doors for you. Fond du Lac Credit. Fond du Lac Credit Union.
KFIZ News Time 841, we welcome you back. This is Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. Master Gardener Joe, joined by Ron Radiman and by you, 923-1450. And we do have a caller, so thanks for waiting. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Are you there? Can't hear you.
Orange peel.
Can't hear you.
Can you put that in the compost, or does that got too much grease in it?
I don't. You got to turn your radio down and then get closer to the phone. We can hardly hear you, ma'am. Okay, well, you'll have to call back because we're just not
a bad connection.
Really there. Bad connection there, so. You have to give a call back. 923-1450, lines are open. Line is open. you were talking a little bit about seeding the lawns and stuff. When can we do our patch seeding for spring? Is it too early yet? Give it a couple weeks? Or
you could really do it any time. It's not going to really start growing yet because the ground temperatures are a little too cold for it to be germinated.
But you can get it in.
But it's whether it's sitting, the seed is sitting in the bag in your garage or sitting out in your lawn, it doesn't really matter. So I guess you do it whenever it works out best for you. And then as the ground warms up,
hopefully
the grass will start germinating. And it'll be pretty quick, you know. But usually around here, if it doesn't matter much if you're doing it on the 17th of April or the 1st of May, it's going to kind of just sit there anyway yet. So
till it's ready.
Till it's ready outside.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm just wondering, there's no problem with cross-pollination in potato plants, is there? I've got three different varieties. Say one row and then a different row of like a baby red next to a Kennebec and then a Yukon Gold next to each other. They're self-pollinating, right?
I would have to do some looking on that. I don't have an answer.
Yeah, that's I have a hard enough time figuring out the pollination on fruit trees, let alone the pollination on potatoes. So I wouldn't have I don't really know anything about that at all. That would be a great question for some of our other listeners
that grow
the different varieties of potatoes. I think what he's kind of asking is if with cross pollination you should improve production. They shouldn't hurt it definitely doesn't hurt to have them.
Right, if that's the question,
it doesn't hurt, and it might actually help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't sure, you know. I was curious. I thought, well, I'll ask, but I was thinking probably no problem.
I don't think it's a problem. If Jerry could get your name, I could forward your question to the helpline, and we could get an answer for you.
Yeah, I can do that.
All righty, I'll put you on hold, and
I was just curious, though, too. Now, walleye weekend's going to be going on. Is there going to be a fish fry?
That's a great question. Well, we talked about it at our last meeting, and we're going forward. It's interesting when you. Because I stopped and I asked Jerry, I said, are you Jerry Schneider now? This morning when I met him in the hallway here at KFIZ, I says, it sounds like you better put Walleye Weekend back on your schedule. And he says, well, we're not booked.
Oh, yeah.
So, right. Yeah, that's exciting to have, you know, so far so good. I mean, if things would turn the other direction, and that's our biggest concern. But yeah, we're proceeding as if we're going to have a walleye weekend, and we're starting the planning process. And so,
well, I live in Chilton. I come down for the walleye.
I live here, and I come for the walleye.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to put you on hold and get your information, so I'll talk to you off air, okay? Don't go
away. Sure, no problem.
All righty, you guys got the show.
Okay, I'm going to...
Yeah, good time for...
I'm going to plug our Master Gardener plant sale, which we are having this year. Hooray. It will be May 15th at the Cow Palace, where it usually is. We're doing a little differently at the fairgrounds. Yep. We're doing it a little differently this year. There will be we're limited to how many people and the time allotment. So we're doing the indoor from 9 until 1, where you can come in and choose your plants. And we're also doing a drive-through, kind of like, you know, you place your order and we'll fill it for you and bring it out to your car. So those are the two options, and that will be running from 9 until 3. So again, that's May 15th, and I know there's a lot of people out there that are excited about having a plant sale again this year.
Missed it last year.
Our master gardeners have been growing tomatoes and any kind of vegetable you can name, and some flowers from seeds. So mark it on your calendar, May 15th, from 9 until 1 inside, and 9 until 3 if you're going to do the drive-through.
Easy enough. And it's fun. And it's and the plants are excellent.
Oh, yes.
I think some of the best tomato plants we ever had have come from that garden sale.
Oh, that's good to know. Yep, because we're
planting. Most productive
we're planting.
And healthiest.
Yep. Yep.
Do you have potatoes at the garden sale?
And do you cross-pollinate?
No. we don't do potatoes. No, there's going to be several varieties of, did I say tomatoes? There's going to be several varieties of tomatoes.
Even some heirlooms, if I remember.
We did have some heirlooms, yes.
Last time,
and
yeah.
Some peppers and cucumbers, and we'll be having some broccoli and cauliflower, and then of course your plants that are because of the jumping worms we used to dig and then sell different plants, but we can't do that anymore. So we do have petunias and geraniums, and that we've planted in the greenhouses around from various members. So mark your calendar. Come on down and visit us.
Less than a month away.
Yep.
Well, it's coming quick now.
It certainly is.
It sounded like it was a long ways away when we first started talking about it.
Well, it was.
Yeah.
Now it's almost here. 923-1450. We'll take our final break. If you got a question, now is a good time to call.
And Radiman's is open today till noon on Saturdays, Monday through Friday until 5 o'clock. And, of course, you know, the best way is to stop on out, visit with Brock, visit with Jason. Jason, he's been a great part of Radiman's the last 3-4 years now. He's a lot of experience, and he can help you with any landscape question.
Be right back.
Hi, I'm Brock Radiman with Radiman Stone and Landscape. As the first member of our fourth-generation, family-owned business, I'm proud to carry on the tradition of providing quality stone products to Fond du Lac and the surrounding areas. Adding Radiman's natural landscape stone to your backyard will embellish your outdoor living areas. We also offer natural thin and full veneer stone for indoor applications such as fireplaces, or outdoor applications to combine with or replace your siding or brick. Radiman Stone and Landscape, where we have the materials to do the best work on earth.
The blowout sale continues at Hempworks Wisconsin. CBG hemp oil, full spectrum pain salve, CBD lotion, gummies, and tons of other products all marked down. See the full list at HempworksWisconsin.com. Shop online or in-store in Fond du Lac or Oshkosh. Have you liked Hempworks Wisconsin on Facebook, and are you following them on Instagram? You should do that right now so you can stay up to date on everything going on at Hempworks Wisconsin. We promise you'll be glad you did. Hempworks Wisconsin, helping you live your best life with quality hemp and CBD products.
Just that simply, we are back. Final segment of this week's edition of Landscape Smart, brought to you by Radiman Stone and Landscape Company. And got a caller waiting, so let's hit the phones. Good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, I got a question about some rose bushes. I was wondering if I could take some cuttings off right now and maybe try to transplant them.
Well, that's always a little bit of a trick. What kind of roses are you? Are these like shrub roses or hybrid teas? Or
oh, no, they'd be the shrub. This plant is from my parents' house. It's like 60 years old or better.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what I like to do with those old roses, because it's really kind of fun to actually even do it, is, you know, to kind of scarify the soil around them a little bit and then take a branch and lay it down in kind of, you know, I mean, you can get it under soil and then either put a rock on it or staple it down, and then you know, you aren't going to get them for this year, but then they'll root, they'll re-root, and you can, and then what you want to do is in about, maybe the end of July or middle of August, right in there, you snip it from the mother plant, and then it'll keep growing because it's starting to root out. And then next year, at this time of year, then you could dig those out and replant them. You know, it's called layering, and you can find information online. And it's fun to do that with, you know, some of those old,
the older roses. Or you can, if you look at what's coming up, you might find that there's a root there that you could actually dig out, carefully dig out. And
yeah, sometimes, that's right, Joe, that's a good point, too. If you look around, there might be some shoots. You're going to need some root.
Right.
You know, because if you're trying just...
Yeah, you can't just cut off a branch and stick it in the ground.
Yeah, that...
Okay.
I mean, they do that, but you need rooting hormone, and it's quite a process, you know.
Yeah, I've tried it with a rooting compound, and once it did, it took a year ago, but then that was it. It only lasted a year.
Yeah, you're better off if you can get, like Joe said, find some of the little plants around it, or otherwise try to make your own. And you can just, if you kind of just dig around a little bit and then bury a branch and put dirt over it, and mulch even helps too, if you put, and then you can make yourself up around a big old plant like that. You might get a dozen new plants, and maybe you don't get every one of them to take, but if you do it a dozen times, you'll get at least six or eight to work.
Yeah, okay. And they're pretty hardy.
Mm-hmm.
I had to dig one out, and I am still coming up shoots from that old plant.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, good luck with the project. Let us know how it works.
Yeah, you can call us up next spring and let us know. Tell us you're digging them out and replanting them.
Yeah.
All right, good luck with it. 923-1450, the line is open. If you have any questions, give us a holler right now, and we'll be happy to get you on the air yet.
So,
I forgot what you were going to say.
Yeah, I was, you know. Yeah. Oh, well.
I was just trimming.
It'll come to me at 9:01.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calling Jerry Sheldon.
Trimming my Limelight hydrangea this last couple weeks and getting that back into shape.
Yeah, that's a good, because that's what I was doing this week, too, was trimming the hydrangeas, because now you can kind of see the buds. You can see what you've got to work with for next year. You know, those Limelights are pretty aggressive plants. It doesn't hurt to thin them out a little bit and cut those flowers off, because they get away on you in a hurry if you don't stay on them each year.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they say cut a third off, and sometimes I look at it and I go, oh, half.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a huge forsythia bush that fails to blossom, and I'm wondering what I should do about it. Should I cut it way down or give it up for a lost cause?
Well, it should have been if it isn't flowering right now or this past week, it's probably not going to flower again this year.
Right.
Well,
there were just a few on some of the lower branches, but the upper part, there's greenery, but there's never any yellow blossoms.
Did you prune it last year?
Well, we did somewhat, but not much. I mean, do we have to cut it way back?
Well, I think what's happening is
the timing.
Well, if he's getting he's getting flowers at the ground level. So what that's telling us is that the flower buds up in the air are freezing.
That could be, or if he trimmed it at the wrong time, he would have
cut off the buds
that were mm-hmm. set for next year. That's why I asked when you trimmed it.
So you want to trim it now, trim it early in the season, right after it's finished flowering here now. And then it might do it well to, you know, if you can pile snow around it or, you know, do anything to protect those winter buds, because it sounds like you've got a, you know, there's varieties of those forsythia. Some are hard. The buds, the flower buds aren't completely hardy. The leaves and the plant is hardy. It'll survive 10 below, 15 below, and the wind chills that go along with all that. But the buds sometimes freeze out. And that's where you'll kind of see that in some of those. If you go to a place like Stewart's and buy a forsythia, they're going to be hardy forsythias. If you go to some of the, you know, the
box stores,
more of the national chains, well, they have, you don't really know what you're getting at those kind of places, because they get their forsythias in from down south, and they supply every garden center from Indianapolis to St. Louis to Green Bay and everything in between. So some of those forsythias aren't going to be hardy. But if you go to go to the Hensey Florals, go to Hounsell's Garden Center, you know, or Stewart's or any of those, you'll get a hardy one. But, you know, when you have one in your yard, it's the hand you're dealt. So then you just have to do the best you can. Cut some of those older canes out.
I was going to say.
And if you got more low, new, younger canes coming out of the ground, again, they're the ones that are going to be covered by snow and be protected.
I would cut it back mm-hmm. after the blooms are done.
Yeah, you could almost any time now. You know, the blooms.
Because it's about, well, it's at least 8 feet or 9 feet tall and about 12 feet in circumference.
Boy. Yeah, you'll do it a big favor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, get in there with your saw and take out some of those, you know, 1-inch, 2-inch branches right at ground level.
Uh-huh.
Thin it out. Make sure you got a pile of brush equal to the pile that you, the tree, that, the plant that you left behind.
Right.
And then you'll get some, because it's almost overgrown.
Right.
And then
fertilizing it help any, or?
No.
No.
Nope, okay. That won't do you. You'll have enough energy there with all that root, and if you take all that out of there, I would just trim it. I don't think you need to do anything else. Thin it out. Get those big branches out of there.
All righty, we're out of time. Good luck with it.
All right, well, that was a timely question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Radiman's is open today, open till noon today. And, of course, you know, if you're going to go out to Radiman's on a Saturday, it's always best to go early. It gets busiest there at 10:30, 11:30. So head on out real soon. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, and the easiest way is to exit off of Highway 41 at County B. B as in boy. We're just 3 miles south of Fond du Lac, and we're right there, just a quarter mile down the road.
Alrighty, our thanks to Master Gardener Joe, our thanks to Ron Radiman, and our thanks to you for the calls. Jerry Schneider next, KFIZ Fond du Lac at 9:00.